Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Samach Tes. I once again want to thank Alicia Graf for giving the daf over the last 3 days while I was away. When I was in Florida, I saw someone else who's a daf Yomi Magid chair, and he said, oh, you also escaped from the Trefus. So yeah, we escaped from the end of the Trefus, but Alicia also got to begin the new parak, the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin, and now we are on daf Samach Tes. We left off 6 lines from the bottom of the page on daf Samach Tes on the base. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the issue of Leida Le'evarim, which is something that we just began to talk about yesterday. When an Aver is nolad, is that considered a Leda, a single animal, a single Aver of an animal? Then the Gemara is going to talk about, we know that when there's such a thing as the Mechitza for the Ubar being the womb of the mother, that if it's Yasa, Chutzim Mechitzaso, that's going outside of the womb of the mother, and that's why it's no longer Nitar B'Shechitas Imo. But what about the Mechitzas of the Azara, or the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim? If it's still a Kodesh animal is still within one of those mechitzos, we still call it to be Yotza Chutzal Mechitzaso when it leaves the mother's womb. And then the Gemara is going to talk about the status of the offspring of a Ben Pakua that was Motzi Ever Echad, because the halacha is a Ben Pakua had stuck out one limb, so that limb is going to be Aser, but the rest of the animal is going to be Mutter. Now that Ben Pakua has offspring, so what do we say about the offspring? Does the offspring also have only that one limb that's Aser and the rest of it Mutter, or do we just assume the whole thing is Aser? How do we deal with that? And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to try to find the source for the idea that Ben Pakua is Mutter b'shechitas imo, that when you shach the mother, that the Ben Pakua is going to be Mutter, and that's going to lead us into a conversation about Tamura on an Ubar, about performing Tamura, exchanging the Kedusha of one animal onto another, but not from a regular animal, from an Ubar, from a fetus. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to discuss at what point Kedushas Bechar applies to a fetus. Is it only when it is Yatza, when the whole animal is out, that it has Kedushas Bechar? And we're going to see the Nafkaminas as far as that's concerned. So let's begin 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Samaches Amud Beis Ibayiluhu. So Ibayiluhu, Lidivrei Omer Ein Leida Le'Evarim. If you assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, that there is no Leida Le'Evarim, meaning Leida Le'Evarim means that if one Aver comes out, it's considered to be nolad and is therefore going to be Aser, even if it brings it back. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein Leida Le'Evarim, and therefore is Michziras or Mutter, that even though the Aver came out, if the Aver went back inside, it's Mutter. So if you assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, that Ein Leida Le'Evarim, that even though an Aver came out, if it came back inside, it is Mutter, Hotzio Ubar is Yadav Ve'Echzira, V'Chazar V'Hotzio is Yadav Ve'Echzira. What if it sticks out one foreleg and it brings it back in, and then it sticks out another foreleg and brings that back in, and keeps on doing that, Atche Shlima L'Rubo, until Rove of the Ubar came out. So Mau, then what's the din? Mi Aminon HaNafak Le'Rubo, I mean, he keeps sticking out limb by limb and drawing it back in. Do we assume that since Rove of the Ubar has emerged at some point or another, so Rabbi Yochanan's Moda, that when Rove of an Ubar comes out, that's for sure an animal that's considered born and is not Mutter B'Shechita Simo, and is going to require its own Shechita? Odilma Kiva the Hadar Hadar. Or do we say that there, since there's no Leida Le'Evarim, as soon as it brings each Aver back in, it's as if it never happened. It's as if that Aver had never emerged from the mother, and therefore by the time the second Aver comes out, the first Aver is back in, it's as if nothing ever happened with the first Aver. So Rove of the Ubar never came out. We don't view it like Rove of the Ubar came out. It's not considered an animal that was already born, and therefore it is Mutter B'Shechitas Imo, like any Ben Pakua would be Mutter B'Shechitas Imo. Now this whole Shaila is Dafka, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Ein Leida Le'Evarim. But if you hold like Rav, that Yesh Leida Le'Evarim, then for sure the Uber is considered to be Yalud already, because each Aver that went out, it's as if it stayed out. Even though it brought it back in, Chazara doesn't help. Once it's out, it's Nolad. It's as if it never brought it back, as if it never went back in. So when Rove of the Evarim are out, obviously the animal is Nolad. The animal is born. And in Timtzilomar Kivin the Hadar Hadar, and if you want to say on the first Shiloh that we just raised, that once the Evarim come back inside, so the fact that they went out is ignored. We view it as if it never went outside in the first place. So then what do you do with the following? Hotzi Ubar Es Yado V'Chatacha. Let's say it didn't draw the limb back in. The animal stuck its limb out and you cut it off. V'Chazav Hotzi Es Yado V'Chatacha. Then it stuck out another limb and you cut that one off. Atche Shlima L'Rubo. Rubo until most of the Ubar has emerged from the mother and has been cut off piece by piece. So Mau, Mia Mina Hanafagle Ruba, do we say that Rova of the Ubar came out and therefore all of the Avarim are mitzvayv to each other to consider to, for it to be considered a real Leda, and the meat that remains inside is therefore not going to be mutter b'shechitas imo, because that's part of an animal that was already born, or maybe you need rov of the Uber to come out at one time, and since each Aver came out independently, they're not mitzvayv together to be considered a Leda, meaning at one time means that at least as one unit, as one body, but each time it came out, you cut it off, so whatever is left inside will be mutter b'shechitas im, only the Avarim that actually came out would be Asir. So that's the Shaila of the Gemara. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring you a Raya from our Mishnah. Zaklal, the Mishnah said, Davar Shagufa Asir, She'ena Gufa Musir. The Mishnah said that we have a Klal, that anything that's part of the animal's body that was cut off and remains inside the animal's body, it was cut from what it's connected to, but remains inside the animal's body, So it's going to be usher with the shechita, but she'ena migufa, anything that's not part of the animal's body, like the ubar and the evarim are mutar b'achila with the shechita of the behema. So the Gemara says she'ena gufa lasuyemai. What do we mean to include when we say that phrase she'ena gufa? If it's just telling me about an evar of the ubar that was cut off and remained inside the mother, well, we already said that. The Mishnah gave that case explicitly, meaning what the Mishnah was trying to explain with the Zayat Klal was the previous halacha, which is that there's a difference between a spleen or a kidney that's cut off inside of the mother on the one hand versus pieces of an ubar that are cut inside of the mother. So both of those cases are explicit in the Mishnah. So when we say a Zayat Klal, it must be including something new. So lav la suya ke agavna, isn't it coming to tell me that if the rove of the ubar came out and but it was aver by aver, and you kept cutting it off, and it kept taking out another aver, and you cut that off until you got to rove of the ubar, that the miut that remains inside of the mother's womb is going to be mutter b'shechita se'em, because in order for it to be considered a leida, you need rove ubar v'bas achas, and over here you don't have that; it only came out limb by limb, so it's not mitzarif. So that should be poshet the second safek laheter, that if you cut off the avarim that came out, and certainly if you don't cut off the avarim and they go back inside, so the Uber is going to be mutter, because once you're poshet the suffix in that direction, that the Uber is going to be mutter even when you cut them off. So certainly when you don't cut them off and the animal brings the limbs back in, that for sure is going to be mutter. So says Gemara Lo, the Mishnah is not talking about that case. Even though it says Zeh Klal, it must be including some new case that's not explicit in the Mishnah. That's not it. That's not the case. La Asuye Kalut, the case that it's coming to include is a case of a Kalut Bimei Parah. You have an offspring of a Parah that's not born with split hooves. And Alibud Rabbi Shimon, the Afgav Dam Rabbi Shimon Kalut Ben Parah Aser, Hanimi even though Rabbi Shimon holds that if a para gives birth to an animal that does not have split hooves, that offspring is going to be usher. That's only if it was actually born. But if it's still inside the mother's womb at the time of the shechita, then it's going to be mutter. That's what it's telling me when it says she'ena megufa mutter. That the zeh klal, that which is she'ena megufa, a kolus b'mei para is going to be mutter, but having nothing to do with being motzi, the uber being motzi, aver aver, and cutting it off, has nothing to do with it, so therefore we have no raya, and we leave it unresolved. So now the Gemara discusses a new shayla. By Rav Chananya, hotzi ubar as yado, if an ubar of a behema of a korban is motzi yado, be'azara, but where it's while the mother and the ubar, obviously, therefore, are still in the azara. So mahu, what's the din then? Migo da'avi mechitza l'gabi katzim abnami l'gabi da'hai? Do we assume that since the walls of the azara serve as a mechitza with regard to shechitas katzim, meaning you're only allowed to shecht the katzim in the azara, and the walls of the azara are the mechitza that allows you to shecht the katzim, so therefore the walls of the azara should be a mechitza for this din as well of an aver that emerges, that should be considered as if it's still toch mechitzaso, even though it went outside of one mechitza, the mechitza that's called the rechem, but it stayed inside the mechitzas of the azara. Or do we say, no, as far as an ubar is concerned, the mechitzas ha'azara are not the mechitza we're interested in. The mechitza that we're interested in is the mechitza that is the mother. So only the rechem of the aim is considered a mechitza to be matarit b'shchita se'aim. Not the mechitza azara. It can't be that a kachim animal has a baby in the azara, as long as it still didn't leave the azara, that it's going to be mutter b'shchita se'imo. So it shouldn't be that if it sticks an aver as, that aver is going to be mutter b'shchita se'imo. The mechitza azara don't mean anything with regard to the halacha of ben pakua. It's very difficult to understand even the havamina that it would mean anything, but that's what these are the two studim of the shayla. So I'm like, Abaye says, well, why are you only asking about a behemoth kachim that was moti yada be'azara, where the mechitza azara counts for something? Why don't you just ask about kachim kalim, let's say karmel shalamim in Yerushalayim, where the same thing happens, where it sticks an aver out within the city of Yerushalayim? And according to Rav, that there's lay delay varim, chazara is not going to help, even if it brings the limb back in, it's not going to help. So we should have the same suffix, whether the walls of Yerushalayim, which do function as a mechitza for something, meaning for how far you're allowed to eat kachim kalim, you're not allowed to eat kachim kalim outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, so it should also serve as a mechitza for the Ever Hayotze, that it's not considered basa basada, that it's not considered to have been yotze chusam mechitzasa, which is asked by the Torah. So why didn't you ask that shaila about kachim kalim that was shechted in Yerushalayim after the Uber had stuck out a limb? Kachim kalim Yerushalayim, my time lo kami bayilach. Why didn't you ask the shaila in that case? The mechitzas Uber imohu hachanami mechitzas Uber imohu, because it was obvious to you that mechitzas is irrelevant to the Uber and the status of the Uber as far as the shechita of its mother is concerned. So too the mechitzas the Azar is also irrelevant as far as that's concerned. The Echron will point out they're not exactly the same. The Mechitza of the Azar is more chashuv in a certain sense than the Mechitza of Yerushalayim, but nevertheless, they both are equally irrelevant to the Uber. Good, so now the Gemara discusses by Ilfa, following Shaila that Ilfa raises. We know that a behemah is mutzvah achila when you shecht shnei simanim, the kana and the veshet, or rov shnei simanim. So we're going to see a sheet of the Chachamim in a few days from now, that even if the Eivar Ayotze is Asa Ba'achila, even though an animal sticks out, the fetus sticks out a limb, that limb, before the Shechita, that limb is going to be Asa Ba'achila, but the Shechita still accomplishes something for that limb. It's Mitzayir Midei Tumas Eivar Menachai, meaning Eivar Menachai has Tumas Nevela, that limb is not going to have Tumas Nevela. From Asa Ba'achila, the Shechita of the mother is not going to help as far as the Achila is concerned, because the limb went chutz l'mechitzaso, but it's not going to have tumas nevela like Eivar Menachai normally would. So by Ilfa raised the following shayla. Hotzi ubar et yado bein simin l'simin mahu. What if after you finish shechting one simin, let's say the kana, and you haven't yet shechted the veshet, that's when the limb of the fetus came out. Meaning, certainly the Eivar that's yotze is going to be asav achila, because it wasn't inside the animal throughout the duration of the shechita. So it's not included in the heter shechita of the mother, because the heter shechita of the mother is only when he shecht both simanim. So there's a distinction between the chalos heter of each simon. The first simon helped to be to be matir b'achila and to be matir midei nevela, and the second simon was no longer going to be matir b'achila. Was only going to be matir midei nevela. So that's still for suffix. Mi mitarim simon rishon the simon sheni latarim midei nevela. Do we say that the simon rishon, the shechita of the simon rishon, the shechita of the simon sheni can team up to help be mitire this aver from nevela? Hello, or maybe it shouldn't be mitzarif, because klape the aver that was yotze, there's a difference between those simanim. The first simon that was cut was going to be matirip achila. The second simon that was cut was not going to be matirip achila. So maybe that divides the shechita of the two simanim from each other, that they're no longer able to team up to be mitzarim midei nevela. So Amar Rava, kal v'chomer. Im ho lo sim rishon l'sim sheni la'atira ba'achila. So lo yolo l'tarim de nevela. If the sim rishon can join together with the sim sheni, when the behema and the ubar to be matir the ubar that remains inside ba'achila, meaning even though you're right as far as that aver is concerned, the simon sheni is not matir ba'achila. But what about the rest of the fetus? The rest of the fetus, the simon rishon and simon sheni are combining to be matir ba'achila. So they could also combine to be metaher that aver that was yotze from tumas nevela, from the tumah of aver menachai, which is tumas nevela. So we see that since anyway the simon rishon and simon sheni are teaming up, so they could certainly team up as far as tumas nevela is concerned. Okay, another shaila about aver hayotze. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, mahu lachush lazaro. Let's say you have a viable fetus that was motziyas yada when its mother, prior to its mother shechita. So the rest of the animal is mutar as a ben pakua. The yad of the animal is asur because of yotze. And then you take the fetus out, it's alive, it's walking around, it grows up, and it has offspring of its own. So what's the status of the offspring of that ben pakua? That ben pakua where the entire body is mutar, but the that limb is going to be asur. Say, if you don't. So it says, well, what exactly is your shayla? Meaning, in order for it to have offspring, it needs to have another parent involved, right? So what's the status of the other parent over here? If you're talking about a ben pakua that just has a child with another, has offspring with another animal that's not a ben pakua, and your topic is, what's the status of the aver of the vlad? Well, my irya hi, why would Rabbi Yirmiyah only aser dafka when the father's ben pakua, when it's mostly other yisur yotze, I feel ben pakua the almanami, even a regular ben pakua. Meaning, why would he raise the shayla about a ben pakua that has one limb that's not a ben pakua? Forget about that. Take a ben pakua that's fully a ben pakua. Damra misharshil divrei omar choshen lezera av. If you hold that you choshish lezera av, that an offspring is not solely determined by who its mother is, but also by who its father is, and therefore the father is going to play some role in the halachic status of the offspring. Well, ben pakua bal beim ma'al yisa. If a ben pakua together with a regular animal has a offspring, havlad ein lo takana. So that vlad is stuck. You can never eat it because mitzad its mother requires shechita, and mitzad its father, it's already like it is shechted. So we look at that vlad as if it's shechted. Chatzi simanim are shechted. So there's no way to shecht it. There's no way, and you can't eat it without shechita. So ein lo takana. So then there's no suffix for Rabbi Yirmi over here. Meaning, what's his shayla? You have a ben pakua that has an arm that's not a ben pakua, and then it has an offspring with another animal that's not a ben pakua. Even if it was a regular ben pakua that has offspring with an animal that's not a ben pakua, it's totally asur. So it says, that must not have been the shayla. Lo tzricha, no, the case of Rabbi Yirmi that he was mesupik about was the azal ben pakua de kavasei, that it had offspring together with another ben pakua. So one of these ben pakua parents has an aver that's not a ben pakua, has a foreleg that's not a ben pakura. Ben pakua, so my aver molid aver v'chatechle v'shari odimum valdozare. Do we assume that the aver of the parents expresses itself in that aver of the offspring? So if it was the left hind leg of the animal that was yotze and is therefore not a ben pakua, its offspring could be eaten b'shchita, just not its left hind leg, because each limb of the parent expresses itself in that limb of the offspring. Or do we say no? The offspring in totality emerges from the entirety of the parent. So hadar amar. So then the Gemara went to say pshita dem valdozari. It's got to be that the entire offspring is comes from the entire parent. The imkain suma yolat suma v'kitei yolat kitei. What happens if an animal or a person, for that matter, with only one arm has a baby? Does the baby also have one arm? No. A blind person has a child. Is the child necessarily blind? No. El pshita demval bolzare. You see that it's not just that koach of that limb that goes into that limb of the child. V'achi kami ba'ilei. And Rabbi Yirmiyah's shayla was as follows. Behema ba'alma lav mikor chela v'dam ka'asya. In general, regular behema, doesn't it come from the chelev and the dam of its parents as well? Meaning in chelev and dam are asr, and yet b'sharya, and yet the baby's going to be mutter. Meaning where does the basar of the offspring come from? Where does the basar of any cow come from? It comes from all the parts of its mother and father. And its mother and father has parts that are asr. It has chelev, it has dam, it has giranosh, it has all sorts of things that are asr. So hachinami, so we are also by the father that has one limb, that was Yotzei Chutz Mechitzaso, lo shna. We should say, okay, but the offspring is mutter, because every offspring comes from a parent that has parts of it that are usher. So over here, this Ben Pakua has one part that happens to not be a Ben Pakua and is usher. Or maybe no, we're willing to overlook Chelev and Dam, but not when you introduce a third isser, not when you introduce the isser of that limb of the Ben Pakua. So Ulaman, says Gemara, according to whom do we assume the three Isurim are combining over here? Either a mayor, Isra Chel V'dam, Ika, Isra Yotilecha. According to a mayor, the Isra of Chel V'dam you have by a Ben Pakua, but the Isra of Yotzei you don't have, because he holds that Ben Tes Chadashim that's found inside the mother's womb, meaning a full-term pregnancy, and it's found inside the mother's womb after the mother's Shechita, is not mutter with the Shechita. The mother is going to still require its own Shechita. So there is no Aver that was Yotzei Chutz Mechitzaso, because the mother is not considered a mechitza for a full-term baby. The mother is not matir anything. It's like any other behema. So according to Rabbi Meir, by Ben Pakua, Ben Tes, that's able to be molded, there's no possibility that there are going to be three Isurim together. And either Rabbi Yehuda, and if the suffix is according to Rabbi Yehuda, Isur Yotzei Ika. So there is an Isur Yotzei. He holds that even if it's a full-term fetus, it's mutter b'shchita sima, as long as it remains inside the mother at the time of the shchita. But Isra Chelev v'dam leka, but there is no Isra Chelev d'tanan, because the Braisa, the Mishnah tells us later on, Gira Nasha knowing Bashlil, v'chelbo asr divra meir. That Rameir holds that a Gira Nasha is knowing on a Ben Pakua, but its Chelev is asr. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain't knowing Bashlil, v'chelbo mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Gira Nasha, the Isra Gira Nasha is not knowing by a Ben Pakua, but the Chelev is going to be mutter. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no possibility of three Isurim together, and you can't explain the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah whether the Torah is ever matir three Isurim according to any Tana. So says Gemara, it has to be that we don't say that something is going to be Asr because it comes Mikoach and Isr. It's going to be Mutter. And even when there's an Isr Eber Ayotzei in the father, we're not worried about that as far as it expresses itself in the blood. We must have totally misunderstood Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila. Meaning there's no question. If you have a father that's a Ben Pakua, that has one limb that was Yotzei, and is therefore not included in the Heter of Ben Pakua, and that father has offspring, the offspring is fine. It's considered like the offspring of a Ben Pakua. We don't pay attention to that limb. So what was the suffix of Rabbi Yirmiyah? V'hachi kami ba'ilei. This was Rabbi Yirmiyah's suffix. You have a female that's a bas pakua that has an isur yotzei. Mal l'gmoa es chalavo. What about eating the chalev of that animal? Do we assume that the chalev rather? What about drinking the milk of that animal? Do we assume chalev di alma lo kevim and achai dami v'shari, that in general milk of any animal is like kevim and achai and is mutter? So hay nami lo shna. So a bas pakua that has an isur yotzei should be no different, and its chalev should be mutter, even though it comes from a behema that has an isur yotzei. Odil mahasu misle takantu lisurei. Or maybe over there by every other animal, there's a way to be misaking the isra of Eivor Menachai of the animal, b'shvita, by shachting the animal. So the chalav that comes from the animal is going to be mutter because the isra is not such a strong isra. He can be misaking the isra through shchita. Hachal, let's say takantul isra, over here by behema that has an isra, Eivor Ayotze, there is no takana b'isra b'shchita. So because shchita is not going to help the isra Yotze. So maybe the chalav is therefore going to be asur because it's considered that it's notzer miyisur, that it's created from isur. So it says not take, we leave that as a suffix. We don't resolve that shaila. So once we know what Rabbi Yirmiyah shaila is, it's tacha a very good shaila to the point that we can't even resolve the shaila. Okay, now we're going to discuss what the source of the idea is that a ber pakua is mutter b'shchita zimo. So we had mentioned our segue into it is we had mentioned in the Mishnah chotech me'ubar. Let's say you stick your hand inside the mother and you start cutting the fetus into pieces. And the pieces, though, remain inside the mother at the time of the shechita. So those limbs are mutter b'achila like the ubar itself, meaning the shechita of the mother is going to work for those limbs. So minalan, how do I know that an ubar and its cut evarim are mutter b'achila and don't require their own shechita? It's mutter b'achila with the shechita of the mother. If you find them inside the mother after the shechita, the chsiv, because the pasuk says the kol behema mafreses parsa, and it goes on to say v'shosa shasa shtei prasos malos geir behema osot. So since the word babehema is extra in that pasuk, even though it's not the part that we're quoting from the pasuk, but that's why the v'chule is really important over here, because the word babehema is extra in that pasuk, because it already says behema in the section of the pasuk that we did quote, so it must be that we make a drasha that links the word behema in the first part of the pasuk with the word babehema in the second part of the pasuk. Behema, babehema, l'rabos ha-savlad. Behema, babehema, that you're allowed to eat, that must include that a vlad of the behema you're allowed to eat when it's inside the behema. When it's in me'imo, that's when you're allowed to eat it. So says Mara Elameata, so if that's the case, that even an ubar has a shame behema, you're going to call a fetus a behema, then yamirubo. Then if you do tmura on a behema, of, on a chulin behema with an ubar of kachim, you say, this should be tmura zoo, but not this chulin animal on this kachim animal. This chulin animal on this kachim ubar, it should be an effective tmura. And what happens if it's an effective tmura? It means you violated this. It means that both animals are kodesh, right? So it's not a good thing. It's not a happy thing when it's an effective tamura. But bottom line is, if you're going to call the uber a behema, it should be an effective tamura. Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah say in Meseches tamura, ein memirin, lo evarin bu ubarin? You can't do a tamura of an aver of one animal on an ubar of kachim. Velo ubarin be evarin, nor an ubar of a chulin animal on an aver of kachim. You can't say this ubar of this chulin animal should be tamura for the aver of that karban. Velo evarin v'ubrin b'shlemin, velo shlemin b'hen. Nor can you do tamura, and this is the key line over here, from a full animal onto an aver or an ubar of another animal. So el amarkra, so it must be that it's not considered a behema as far that an ubar is not considered a behema as far as the halachas of tamura are concerned. So the Gemara says our drasha must be incorrect. The drasha that we wanted to learn that the shechita, the mother's matir, everything that's inside of it is from behema ba behema, but that implies that the fetus is a behema. Well, if it's really a behema, it should be subject to tamura as well, and we know it's not subject to tamura. So it must be that drasha is incorrect. That you can't learn that an uber has the status of a behema. Elo amar kra v'kol behema l'rabos ha-savlad. From the extra word kol, that comes to include that everything inside the behema, including the vlad, is mutter ba'achila. So it doesn't have to have a shame behema. It's from the word kol that we included. Iachi, if that's the case, that whatever's inside of the mother is going to be mutter, afilu chotech min atchol min aklayos. So then even if you start cutting organs of the mother, the kidneys or the spleen of the mother itself, so nami, it should also be mutter with the shechita of the mother. Allah matanan, why then did our Mishnah say otherwise? That chotech min uber shemea mutter b'achila min atchol min aklayos asr b'achila. That if you cut the spleen or the kidneys of the mother, it's going to be asr b'achila. Says Gemara, Amakra osa shleima velo chasera. Pasuk says osa tochelu. So it sounds like only when the animal is shleima can you eat that which is inside of it, but not when it is chaser. If you find inside a varim that are cut from it and it's chaser, you're not allowed to eat that which is inside of it. But the ubar is mutter because we have that riboy of kol behema. Says Mar Elameata, if that's the case, then anything that's not, it's the guf is considered is included from the phrase kol behema, even if it doesn't have a shein behema in its own right, like the ubar, then hashokeres behema matzva demusyona. Then if you shut the behema and you find what looks like the shape of a dove inside, it doesn't have hooves or anything, but you find that, you find this deformed thing inside the mother, tishteri, so then should be mutter. Alam amr Rabbi Yochanan shochres behem matzva demusyona asva achila. Why then would Rabbi Yochanan say that's not the halacha, that it's in fact asva achila? So my answer is because v'in and prasos v'lecha. The uber has to have two prasos in order to be matirit v'mei imo, because that's what the pasuk says. It says shtei prasos malas geir babehema osa tochelu. And the demusyona doesn't have prasos. So elamayata kalit v'mei paralitzar. So then if it doesn't have split hooves, it just has regular hooves that aren't split inside the womb of a para, it should be also, because it doesn't have prasos, it only has one parsa. Says Mar Hatan Virushal, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that parsa babahima tochelu. That we have this drasha as well. The pasuk says parsa and it says prasos to tell me that anything that's inside the behema can be eaten, whether it has only one parsa or whether it has prasos. So that's why a kalut b'mei para is mutter, because it has parsa. But a demusyona doesn't even have that. It doesn't have parsa nor prasos, and therefore it's going to be usher. There's an interesting discussion in Poskim in the Sefer Beis Yeruchim in Hilchos Machlos Asuros, according to the Penina Halacha section of the Siptov, he raises the subject, what happens if a shar bites another shar and it rips a limb off of another animal and it swallows that limb, and then you shech that the animal that attacked the other one. So what's the status of the aver of the first animal, of the victim that was brutalized, that you now find inside of the animal that you shechted? Do we assume that it's mutter because anything that you find inside of the animal at the time of the shechita is going to be mutter? Do you say no? This is aver min achai. It was aver min achai from maybe it's not aver min achai because the whole animal was aver min achai also, but it becomes mutter b'shechita. That's what shechita does. It's matir the iser of aver min achai. So that's the topic that they raise, whether shechita is matir aver min achai only from a varim that are natural to this animal, or from a varim that are from any aver, even a varim from another animal. So they tried to bring a raya from cutting the spleen and the kidneys of the behema that the varim are not mutzah b'achila with the shechita. So they said no, that's not a good raya because that's a gzeres hakasuv osah shleima v'lo chasera. But they do bring a raya that it's mutzah b'achila from our sugya that if you cut the uber v'me'ah and you don't take it out and you shecht it, the evarim of the ubar are mutzah b'achila, and the Rambam paskens that way. And certainly according to those achronim, that the Rambam holds that ubar eino yerachimo. So these evarim are evarim of an independent animal. Meaning if you stick your hand inside of the mother and you cut up the fetus into pieces, but you don't take him out and you shecht the mother, those evarim are mutter, even though Rambam holds ubar lav yerachimo. Independent animal, so the same should be over here. Whatever is bimei eha is mutter, even though it's from an outside animal, it's from a different animal. But maybe that's only from Xeris Akasov of Vikal Behema, that anything that's inside the behema is tochelu. But maybe that pasuk doesn't include even something that comes from another animal, from the outside. So says the Gemara further now. Now, previously we discussed that the pasuk to be matir ben pakua is behema b'behema tochelu, and we said no, that can't be, because if that were the case, that's the drasha that tells me that a ben pakua is mutter, then you're labeling a fetus a behema, and that's dangerous to do, because having the halachic status of a behema has other ramifications in halacha, namely with regard to tmura. If you're going to call the fetus a behema, you're going going to say that it's also subject to tamura. So says Gemara, "Sim Barashi Yamar Liolam Kitakamet Meikara." Really, the initial drasha that we gave is correct. Behema bibehema ba behema is a great drasha. Udkakashalach ein mamirin. We asked, then why can't you do tamura on an ubar? No, I can answer very simply. Not because the ubar isn't called the behema. It is. Hamani, who's the Tana of the Mishnah Tzmura that says you can't do Tzmura on an Ubar? Rabbi Shimonihi, the Makish Tzmura the Meiser. It's Rabbi Shimon who holds that there's a hekish between Tzmura and Meiser Behema, because in Tzmura Daf Yud Gimel, he learns from a hekish, from Meiser Behema to Tzmura, that there's no Tzmura on a carbon seabor, and that there's no Tzmura by Katshe Bedek Abayis, just like there's no Meiser on a carbon seabor, and there's no Meiser on Katshe Bedek Abayis. So the same over here. Ma Meiser Eino Noig Veivarim, Ubarim, just like Meiser Behema doesn't apply to limbs of an animal or Ubarim, because it has to be, how do you do Meiser Behema? All the animals have to pass Tachas HaShavet, so you can't do that with a limb, can't like walk on its own, nor can an Ubar, obviously, go Tachas HaShavet. So Af Tamura in an Oheges Be'Evarim V'Ubarim. So that Hekish that tells us that Tamura can't apply to Evarim and Ubarim. But not because the Ubar lacks for being a Behema. It absolutely is a Behema. It's just ineligible for a Meiser, and therefore it's ineligible for Tamura, because Tamura is Hukash LeMeiser. So Rav Simi shows that he's correct, that the Tana of the Mishnah Tamura must be Rabbi Shimon Umina Teimra. How do I know that the Tana Kam of the Mishnah Tamura is Rabbi Shimon specifically? It's not, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Tamura that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that Tana, with the Tana Kama, and holds that you are able to do Tamura on a Varim of a Behema, and Rabbi Yossi explains as follows. Rabbi Yossi says to the Tana Kama, who says that you're not allowed to do Tamura on a Varim, V'alo b'mukdashim, you admit that if you're makdish an aver of an animal, that the entire animal becomes a carbon ola. If you're makdish just the leg of an animal as an ola, the whole thing becomes a carbon ola. So regel shalzu tachazu take kula tamura tachteha. So why should it be any different with tamura? It should be tamura to say the regel of this chulin animal is tachas, this kodesh animal. So the manka mahadule, who is Rabbi Yossi talking to when he says you admit to me that there's that by mukdashim you could be makdish the aver of an animal and be makdish the whole animal? Elim the Rabbi Yehuda, if he's talking to Rabbi Yehuda, how can he say you guys are motzah to me? Miyislu hay svara, do Rabbi Yehuda actually agree to that? Vatanya, but there's a brisa. Yachlo meraglish zu ola tachas teikula ola. You might think that if you declare the regal of an animal an ola, that the whole thing becomes an ola. Tamal omar kol hashayitin mimenu Hashem yekodesh mimenu kodesh v'lo kula Kodesh, that only the Aver that you were Makdish is Kodesh, but the rest of the animal is not Kodesh. So the Braita asks that since the Behemah is not entirely Kodesh and you can't be Makrovit because it's majority Chulin, so Yachal Teitei L'Chulin, you might think that the entire animal now, as soon as you're Poda that Aver, should all be Chulin. Tamalomar, yeah, Pavyasa Tehei, that Aver remains with its Kedusha because it has Kedusha Saguf, you can't be Poda it. Okay, so what do? Timachal, it's Archei. So you sell that animal for those who need to bring a carbon ola, and the value of the rest of the animal outside of the leg is chulin, except for the value of that leg. That's both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda's opinion. So you see, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda do not hold that if you're makdish and aver, that the animal is the entire animal is kodesh. Rav Yosef, Shimon Omrim, minay lom raglish zu ola te kula ola, tamalomar yel rabas is kula. Rav Yosef and Rav Shimon are the ones that hold that if you're makdish and an aver of an animal, the entire animal is an ola. So you see in this price, according to Rabbi Meir Yehuda, it's not entirely kodesh. So the Gemara concludes the right, Leman, Il Rabbi Meir Yehuda, Miyasu Haisvara, El Olav, the Rabbi Shimon. So must be that Rabbi Yossi was talking to Rabbi Shimon, that you agree to me about being Makdish one aver of an animal, so you should also agree to me about Tamura on one aver of an animal. So says Mar Lo, you can't bring from Rabbi Yossi's Taina that the Tanakama is necessarily Rabbi Shimon, because it could be that the Tanakama is really Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, and there is no Makish between Tmura and Maiser Behema. The reason that you're not allowed to be Meimir is because Uvrim and Barim are not called the Behema. I, Rabbi Yosef Valobim Mukdashim, if you say Raglish Lzu Ola, it's entirely an Ola. He wasn't saying, you admit to me about that. When he was addressing Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, he was telling them, Rabbi Yossi, time is enough, Sheikh Amar. He was saying his own Shita, that I know from my drasha, Yia Kodesh, that by Hedish, when you say Raglish Elzu Ola, I hold the entire animals in Ola. And therefore, I'm justified in saying that the same should be true by Tamura. That if you're, that Tamura on an Aver is, would work. So there's no chisaron in saying that an Aver is not called a Behema, because the Behema is, the entire Behema is Tamura, and that's included by Behema Mer Yamir, Behema Ba Behema. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.